2, interesting possible additions to Pocahontas County were discussed at the May 21st County Commission meeting. First, Tim Thomas, the general manager of the Mountain Transit Authority, told the commissioners that his public transportation bus company is very interested in returning its bus service to Pocahontas County. The Mountain Transit Authority, known as MTA, which now provides extensive public bus service in Greenbrier, Nicholas, and Webster counties, used to provide service in Pocahontas County, but pulled out of the county in 2003 due to lack of ridership. Thomas is initially proposing the service to be for a trial period to see if the residents use it. Mayor Felton of Merlinton and several of the commissioners said the trial should be at least for 12 to 18 months, and Thomas seemed receptive to that. Thomas said the bus service could include local routes in places like Marlinton as well as to other points in the county. He said it could also provide commuter service for employees to jobs at Snowshoe Mountain Resort, Interstate Hardwoods, and to other locations in the county. He said service could be provided to transport county residents to Walmart, the Greenbrier Valley Airport, and other shopping and medical destinations in Lewisburg. Thomas said that additionally, service could be designed to help tourists reach attractions in the county and even shuttle mountain bikers with their bikes up and down the Greenbrier River Trail and maybe to some other biking or hiking trails. He is scheduling a public roundtable discussion with the community on June 18th at 10:30 a.m. at the Merlinton Town Hall to get a better grasp of the needs and desires for public transportation in the county. He said that buses and personnel would be assigned to and be kept in Pocahontas County and local drivers would be hired. The next proposed addition to Pocahontas County was presented by Eric Lindberg of Pocahontas Trails and District Ranger Jack Tribble of the Greenbrier Ranger District Monongahela National Forest. They asked the commissioners to provide a letter of support for their Department of Highways Alternative Transportation grant, which would be a $435,000 grant with a $65,000 to $70,000 local match. The local match would be put up by the Snowshoe Mountain Resort and Pocahontas Trails. The grant would fund expanding the hiking biking trails in the Mon National Forest to the northern parts of the county in the Cheat Mountain area of the National Forest. Lindberg and Tribble said that this huge trail system would enhance the International Mountain Bike Association's Ride Center designation for the county. They said that when all these trails are completed, Pocahontas County will be one of America's premier destinations for mountain bike tourism. Additionally, the commissioners held a brief public meeting for and voted to write a letter of support for the Region 4 Planning and Development Council's Pocahontas County Reconnect grant application, and they approved the county broadband study. At the request of Kim Kirshner of the Pocahontas County Magistrate's Office, the commissioners voted to make one of the three restrooms in the basement of the courthouse into a locked private restroom for county employees only. This was approved by the commissioners, but for a trial period of just 3 months to gauge public reaction to it. The commissioners voted to approve the West Virginia County's risk pool proposal for insurance coverage for the next fiscal year. They learned at their May 10th special session that their properties are all insured at actual replacement value, which resolved their questions and concerns expressed at their May 7th meeting. In a final big decision at this meeting, the commissioners voted to purchase the building next to the 911 center from Michael McGee for $25,000. This will be used for future expansion needs of the county. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.